Let's go to the rural news now with Kim Moody in Ōtautahi. Kia ora, Kim.
Morena, Corin.
Now, this wet weather, it is causing ongoing issues, particularly for farmers in Hawke's Bay.
Yeah, consistent rain they've seen there over the last 3 months means the ground is sodden and isn't drying out. Waipukoro sheep and beef farmer Mike Peterson says feed supplies are tight and the wet weather is making it hard to get out and do tailing and docking.
Well, it really started raining in June and it seems like it hasn't stopped. And it's been an incredible wet winter for us here in Hawke's Bay. In fact, those that have been around for a lot longer than I have been. So it's been the wettest winter in over 50 years now. So this has been one out of the bag for sure.
And it's still raining going through spring?
Still raining. We had another 40 mils of rain over the weekend. We've got cloud and overcast today. It's forecast to be rain every day this week. It's very unlike Hawke's Bay. We're now in October, where we normally expect the westerly winds to be blowing, and Hawke's Bay anniversary weekend and the show, races are on in this district, and nothing can happen. It's just absolutely sodden.
Mike Peterson says the region needs a few weeks of sunshine to help dry things out.
Well, it's affecting feed utilisation for sure. One of the things about this winter is that it hasn't been particularly cold for long periods of time, but it's been incredibly wet and just consistently wet. So livestock are starting to get a bit sick of it, to be honest, and they're starting to find it a bit hard going. But probably the biggest impact I think most people are worried about is the impact on the people. I think farmers have had enough of it. It's been an incredibly challenging winter, just without any reprieve from what's just been a consistently wet and terrible time over the last 3 months.
In Central Hawke's Bay, dairy farmer Jono Robson says he's had to buy more supplementary feed than he would normally at this time of year because the pasture's underwater and the cows can't eat it.
That drops the utilisation of your pasture, making it harder to feed cows and pretty difficult to work in for staff and whatnot. And of course, it's more expensive and lower production.
Jono Robson. Oh, have you got me there? Jono Robson says the wet weather is getting really frustrating and doesn't look like it will let up anytime soon.
We almost lost you there for a second. Now, New Zealand Young Farmers, they are hosting a series of events to boost wellbeing.
Yeah, it's holding events around the country to help young people connect, build resilience and learn how to manage their mental health. The group's chief executive, Linda Coppersmith, says mental health is a key concern in rural communities where factors such as isolation and high workloads can impact overall well-being.
A lot of young people end up in roles away from home and their friends and family. So whether it be a rural professional role where they may get sort of sent down somewhere down deep dark south of New Zealand to do sort of 9 months in an area and things like that. So they do lots of different things where they're travelling around and going to new places. And so a lot of the feedback we get is that they struggle with isolation, making friends, social connections, things like that.
Linda Coppersmith says the workshops will teach communication and wellbeing skills and offer practical ways to boost wellbeing.
We are quite fond of the Tapa Whā model, which is a Māori framework for monitoring your wellbeing, and that looks at sort of the four pillars of wellbeing. And yeah, we run through that, and it's kind of a way for them to check in with themselves in these four different areas. And, you know, when one area is a little bit not going so well, then they know that they've got to focus on trying to fix that. So it's giving them some frameworks, giving them some tools to make sense of what it is they might be feeling or the sadness that they're feeling, you know, encouraging them and teaching them about the benefits of exercise and the benefits of good sleep.
Linda Coppersmith says the wellbeing events will take place over the next 6 months. And that's the rural news.